So, I'm starting to write daily, hopefully, and I want to write poems and just journal daily and just trying to like get my thoughts out, and I want to talk about my writing, talk about my poems, and just go crazy. But anyways, this is the first poem I wrote yesterday. It's kind of rough and not the greatest, but it's just kind of a short little cute little poem, and it's called When She's Ready to Let Go. So here I go. The seasons have changed, but she isn't ready to let go. His blonde hair used to remind her of the bright summer sunflowers. His red cheeks used to remind her of the autumn apples. His smile used to remind her of the sparkling winter snow. And his heart used to remind her of the spring cherries. And it no longer does. But she still isn't ready to let go. Summer is here again. Her heart aches for his summer hair, for his fall cheeks, for his winter smile, and for his spring heart. But the seasons have changed, and she still can't let go. And I guess this is talking about kind of how love starts to fade and the seasons start to go on, and things constantly change throughout the year, and people change and grow into new people, and even though we can still remember and reminisce about them and remember who they used to be and what things used to remind you of them, and the person that you fell in love with, you still remember that person and the part of that person and the memories you made with that person, but sometimes they slowly change, like the seasons and everything that changes in the seasons. And after a year, after 2 years, after however many years, maybe that person that you used to remember isn't the same person anymore, and you should be able to let that person go because they're no longer that person. But it is so hard to do that because everything reminds you of them and every memory reminds you of them, because you want to hold on to that person so much. You want to hold on to the person they used to be, but they aren't, you know, the person they used to be. And it just like, we all really do hold on to the best memories of most of the people in our lives, but we often forget that those people change and those people become new people. But it's good to have the memories to look back on, but it's also good to let some of those people go that you know have changed, and you know you don't align with the new person anymore. You know your paths aren't headed in the same direction, and your paths aren't gonna ever collide again. And it's really weird to think about, you know, because some of the people in our lives were such a prominent figure in our lives and such a staple and such a daily figure and such a person that we would always be able to turn to and be able to think about as like our person or our people. But it's, you can't hold on to everybody in that way forever, and it's really weird. Anyways, that's kind of what the poem is inspired by, just those relationships. We need to let go, but we can. But as the seasons change, as they change, we need to recognize that they're becoming new people, and we're becoming new people, and those two new people don't clash, and we need to let go of them. I don't know what I really want to write about, but I love connecting my thoughts with, like, real world things, so I don't know. But yeah, so that's kind of my thoughts for tonight, for today, and cool.